Thanksgiving time. Fisher-Price has to recall more than 10 million toys. It's not about toys, but it's about votes for those in the Senate and in the House. Clear the decks. The Dems and the Republicans leave the Capitol behind. It's in their rearview mirror as they hit the campaign trail because November 2nd is, of course, Election Day, and all the House seats are up and 37 Senate seats are up for grabs. We're going to tell you some of the hot contests and what the polls say anyway, who's drawing even some of the onus on the incumbents and some of the unknown candidates really starting to make noise. My name's Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight. Left, right, and all those places in between. I don't care what your stripes are. It's not about ideology. It's about conversation. It's time to have some across America. So you're welcome on this show. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We give out the digits right at the top. This is a fun show because in our third hour, we do nail the score. It's the fourth week in the NFL, and a lot of you love this deal. It's a little old contest we dreamed up that it's kind of like playing the lottery. You have bragging rights if you win, and you also get all the prizes that have been building up for the last 2 years. Here is a little bit of insight into what to do. All you have to do is call up. That's the first thing in the third hour. Our computer will pick the game of the week, whatever team it is. You tell us who you think is going to win, and then you pick a score, any score. 21-7. 42-28. I mean, we've had oddball scores, so you never know. That could be the winning score. Last week, nobody nailed the score. There were a couple of people who picked the right team and came a little bit close, but not close enough because it's not like horseshoes. You got to really nail it, hence the name, nail the score. So the Steelers did their job over the Bucks, 38-18, but none of you did your job because nobody nailed the score, including me. Hey, I picked the Bucks, so don't worry about it. Let's dive right into it at the top of the show. First off, for everybody in the East Coast, I'm sorry if you're dealing with horrific weather because I understand today from some people I talked to in North Carolina, the winds and the rains are just phenomenal. And that's not necessarily a good thing when you're in the middle of it. Wilmington, North Carolina, often getting slammed by storms. Four people were killed when their car skidded off of a road that was so slick by the massive rain that was pouring down. And, you know, that's always the dangerous thing. And you had flooded parts, not just from North Carolina, but to New Jersey and everywhere in between. So, you know, that's the deal. All of a sudden, you don't think you're gonna be in that deep of water, and the next thing you know, you are. And I think that's what happened to those people in the car. The hardest rain did fall in North Carolina. Jacksonville picked up 12 inches of rain. Whew. You know, that's nearly a quarter of their typical rainfall, and that was in 6 hours, and it was in the overnight hours. So that's what you wake up to. And this is Tropical Storm Nicole. It's just part of that system that's pushing through. You know, we've had a lot of this. This year has been really active as far as the storms, not turning into these big cat threes and fours, the fear of that in a couple of instances, but the heavy, heavy rain. Now, in New England, see, it's a different tale. You talk about what happens in North Carolina and how much rain there was and floods in Raleigh and all over the place. But in New England, boy, they needed it because it's been dry, especially north, especially like in New Hampshire and those areas. They haven't had a lot of rain. So while it's just a killer in North Carolina, it's almost welcome all the way up the other side of the coast. Now, forecasters were saying, look, we're going to have heavy winds. And all up and down the coast, you're probably going to have to look at maybe some trees falling over. And the danger of that is always the whole power line deal. Yeah, there's nothing you can do about that. If the power line goes, it goes. But the thing you can do, and the thing that now, finally, after preaching to all of you and having various people on the show, hey, you even hear the spots in between about that emergency preparedness. Well, it's real. I decided, you know what, it's real. Because I've gotten stuck in this weather, and it's stupid. It's stupid that I don't have the things I need in a car when I'm somewhere. There's no reason for me to be trapped and not have a way to get in touch with anyone. And even in the house, there's no reason not to have candles or flashlights or a bag packed or any of that. Or the food that you need. It's at this point, it's stupid not to do that, especially when you know it might be cyclical, but you're going to get slammed with some brutal weather. So the more prepared you can be, you can't prepare for, oh, geez, the power line's going down, but you can be prepared if it does happen. You get 21 inches of rain in a handful of days. There's bound to be some problems. And in New York is a little bit different. They got some rain, but it didn't cause too many problems. It was kind of like that deal where you had to deal with the soggy stuff in the morning, getting to the car or to the subway or whatever form of transportation to get in and around the city. But other than that, it wasn't as bad. So really the people who got socked were the people down the southern part of the East Coast. You know, North Carolina, the Outer Banks. The Outer Banks really, really, really heavily assaulted by the weather. And like I said, it's a tropical storm. I said at the top there was a big toy recall. Hey, some people listening are grandparents. Some people are parents. Some people are in their 20s and they just have like a niece or nephew. But they're running out Christmas time, Hanukkah, birthdays to grab a gift. And Fisher Price is one of those brand names, especially for younger kids, that you reach for. I mean, you just do. The tricycles, the other things that they have, the other kind of trucks and toys, whatever. I always look for Fisher Price when I was getting someone a gift. But anyway, you got to be careful here because you're talking about some really dangerous stuff like the trikes, which is, like I said, popular. About 7 million Fisher Price trikes and tough trikes, those toddler things, you see them, almost like the big wheels. And the problem is that kids are being hurt on them, that they've had to go and get medical attention from toppling off on their head. Something with the seat is what's got them. And then Dora the Explorer is another popular one. The Barbies, they've got this plastic ignition key. And the kids, I guess, have fallen and gotten some pretty bad injuries on that. So 1 million of specific toys, you know, here and there, like the trikes that I mentioned, but 10 million altogether, and that includes high chairs, the toys, the trikes that I mentioned, some of the more popular things that you see that people run in and grab for birthday parties. So just be careful. There is a list posted all over the internet. In fact, we'll probably post it on America Tonight because I know what that's like when you're not thinking about that. You're not thinking that those toys are on some kind of a list. All right, so the politicians, we're back to that, and we're going to talk about that coming up when we hit odds and ends. We're also going to check the mailbag during this hour of America Tonight. We've got an interesting one here from Jack in Austin who says, Kate, you know, you used to talk about a third party. What really is the potential of a third party? Because I'm sick of both parties. As far as I'm concerned, none of them are any good. That's the typical frustration you hear when the same thing happens over and over and over again. We'll get to the mail in a couple segments. Next, we're talking sports, though, with Steve Budin. How have the odds shaped up as we're going into week 4 in the NFL? What were some of the predictions? He was talking about Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. What are some of the things that we've seen, some of the trends early on that we can take forward with us as we look at the NFL? Hang through.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. Must have been a beautiful child when you were only starting to go to kindergarten. I'll bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. When it came,
ooh, Revis isn't playing for the Jets this Sunday. How much will that affect the game? Is that kind of information you want to know about when you're laying a couple of dimes, let's say, on a game or two? And, you know, we do this nail the score thing. We love the NFL, obviously. Week 4 in the NFL, what are some of the trends that we've seen thus far? What's starting to happen? And how about the 18-game season? Steve Budin, he's the guy who created sportsinfo.com and a plethora of other sites. And, of course, he wrote a book that we just absolutely love. It's such a fun read. And the book, Bets, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. If you haven't read it, pick it up, because, I mean, you'll get more than a couple belly laughs out of that one. Steve, always a pleasure to have you on ATN.
Great to be back. And, you know, the thing that's different this year than every other year is that the underdogs are back. I mean, the underdogs are covering at a better than 50% clip thus far. Last year at this time, it was the opposite. The favorites were dominating, and only two things happen when underdogs win, and neither one of them are good. The bookmakers make money, and the customers lose money.
Yeah, no kidding, because it's the favorites, you're right. Everybody's attracted to the favorites.
They're naturally the better team, and it's no fun not to bet on the better team. But anyway, that's why we're here, to provide the light, so to speak.
Yeah, when you yourself look at a game and you're trying to analyze it, and we know there's a million factors, when you can break it down,
right,
and you know this, to the crazy minutia of the time of day and how people feel then and what they've eaten, crazy things, what do you do?
The first thing to remember as a handicapper or someone who's analyzing a game, you know, is that the line is not meant to accurately depict the final score. It's just meant to gauge public perception. You have a game like tonight, Texas A&M played Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State wins 38-35. The line is 3, and everybody says to themselves, these bookmakers are geniuses. But they don't talk about the 25 games leading into this where the line was nowhere near the final score. They remember the one time that it comes exactly like the bookmakers make the points, and they think the bookmakers are geniuses, but the bookmakers are not even trying to do that. They're just trying to make the bettors confused and have to make a decision and not have one strong opinion to get two-sided action. You have a game like Baltimore-Pittsburgh. coming up this week, a perfect example of how I look at a game. Here's a game, forget the point spread, throw it out. 35-point total. Okay, you got two of the best defenses in the league, and everybody in their country and their mother, and you don't need to pay me any money to tell you that everyone's going off. This is the total under. You know, you got Flacco on one side, who's up and down like a roller coaster. You got the, you know, a great defense with Baltimore. You've got the best defense in the league with Pittsburgh. They're beating everybody without Roethlisberger, just with their defense. And the bookies, they're not morons. They know what everyone's thinking, and they got this total as low as they can possibly have it, you know, and still be palatable at 35. The value is to go over that 35-point total and clean up, in my opinion.
Yeah, boy, I agree with that. I absolutely the over on that one. I'll tell you a game I like, and you like this team too, and this and the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay now 2-1. Of course, they're taking on, in at Lambeau Field, Detroit. This wouldn't be a bad game either, do you think?
Well, Detroit, you know, listen, I drank a little bit of the Detroit Kool-Aid in the last couple of weeks. Truth is, they're a bad team. Green Bay coming off a tough loss. I mean, going into the game against the Bears, everyone had them winning the Super Bowl. Now everyone was second down. But if you look at that game, you know, Chicago got a lot of help from the Zebras. I mean, it seemed like every call went their way.
Yeah.
In this game, Green Bay comes back. And I'm not a big fan of a teaser, but if ever I was going to bet a teaser, you know, I would like to hook Green Bay up, you know, in a teaser, you know, possibly with a team like Philly at home going against Washington, which is another game we should talk about because, I mean, everyone's in an uproar about Donovan McNabb coming back to Philly, how he's going to handle it. And me personally, you know, that guy never played good in Philly. He's not going to start playing good in Philly now. It's a no-brainer. They were asleep last week. They'll be asleep at the wheel this week. Philly will get up for this game, and they will win big.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I'm an Eagles fan. I used to have season tickets. And when you look at the Eagles, Steve, and you look at Michael Vick, what's your take on Vick?
Right, well, big quarterback controversy in Philadelphia. You got to realize Philadelphia is a gambling town, so everybody is a sports town. They love their teams. You know, Vic kind of lucked his way into this position because, well, let's be honest, the Philadelphia Eagles front line, their offensive line, is in shatters. And they can't keep anybody, you know, out of the pocket. So when you got a guy like Cobb, who is a pocket passer and can't get a move around out of the pocket, not effective on the run, you know, he's going to take beatings like he did, and that's why he's hurt. And they can't just let him sit there in the pocket and get crushed like that. Michael Vick brings another dynamic to the team because he can get up out of the pocket, create space, and make his own plays. And because of that, defenses are reluctant to rush hard because if they rush hard, he runs around them. So he winds up getting a lot of respect from the defense, and he winds up, you know, being able to create space and pick up passes that Cobb could never even see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
I love
everything being equal, if the Eagles had a good front line, Cobb's the starter there.
I agree. That's a great observation. The Sunday night game is one of my favorites. It's awesome. You're through the day already. You can just kick back. You eat some pasta. You're watching the game. And now you got the Giants in Chicago. And you just talked about the Bears and how they got some help from all those penalties against Green Bay and then ended up winning it on a boot. So now they're taking on New York, though. And this is
in the
Meadowlands.
You make a good point about the Sunday night game. And something I always tell bettors, you know, to be aware of is, listen, you spend the whole week coming up with your play. And if that's the Sunday night game, so be it. Go with it. But if you spend the whole week and wind up with a 1 o'clock or a 4 o'clock game, and now you win or lose, and in 15 to 30 minutes you want to try to figure out your late play, you're giving yourself to the bookies with no fight.
Right.
So, you know, these are the type of games that if a week of looking at it hasn't done anything for you, don't fall into the trap of trying to make being a slave to the action and just trying to double down on a late night game that, well, didn't look good to you the whole week. This game, Chicago Giants, you know, I got to be honest with you, I'm sick of losing money on the Giants. These are two teams going in two different directions. Chicago on the upswing. The Giants have just not shown up right now. Coughlin. He's about as popular as windsurfing in New York City. You know, the Jets, obviously, are the apple of New York's eye now for the first time in 20 years. They're playing good. They have the HBO special. I think the Giants are under a little bit of an identity crisis. You know, the smart money is obviously on the Giants to rebound big in this game, but you can never count Chicago out, especially in the end for a backdoor cover. I got to take the 4 points here with the Bears.
All right. That's some good analysis, I think, on that Sunday game. On Monday, you know, I'm not sure. To me, the Dolphins are a little bit of a mystery. The Dolphins and New England is the Monday night game. How do you feel about Monday night games like this one?
Well, yeah, and look, the Dolphins, you know, they're coming off an emotional loss, you know, against the Jets. I happened to be at that game in Miami. It was hot. You know, it was tough. They fought their hearts out, and their home fans really, you know, were loud and stayed with them the whole time, and they were just devastated in that loss. And to be honest, you know, I don't know how they picked themselves up and are able to come back against the New England team that at this point seems to be back on stride. So, you know, Miami, pick them at home against New England. The total is 46.5 points. You know, to me, in looking at that game, you know, I'd probably go with the under in that game. I think Miami looks to stretch the game out. I think they look to stay close, you know, and they're not going to really be able to fire right down the field and score, just, you know, and hang with New England if they don't play tough D. I'm looking for that game to go under the 46.5.
All right, again, some great information. Underdogs, the winners. The underdogs are back. Steve, thanks. We'll tell everybody to go to sportsinfo.com. It's always fun to have you on the show. Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks. If you go to sportsinfo.com, we have something right now called the Insider Money Moves. Everybody gets a free trial with it, so try it out. See how it works for you. It's working good for everybody else.
Great. Terrific. Thanks, Steve. All right, some of the stuff that he was telling you I thought would be helpful perhaps for Nail the Score, underdogs winning, and I'll tell you about that whatever the game ends up being because I don't know what it is at this point. Some of the games that he brought up were pretty interesting, like the Philadelphia-Washington game, Donovan McNabb coming back. I think Philly absolutely stomps all over the Redskins. But that might not even be the game. Who knows? It could be San Diego and Arizona or Indy and Jacksonville, Houston and Oakland, maybe the Monday night game, not sure at this point, but third hour, Nail the Score, make sure you're there and you take a stab at it. Hang with us, more on the flip side.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN. You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, just down. One more time.
Coming up on America Tonight. In just a few minutes, we're going to head to the mailbag and find out what all of you are talking about. Boy, we're getting a lot of mail. I know I say that, but it's really been that way for the past couple of months. If you have any thoughts, you can send them to me at americatonight.net. But before we do that, it was a previous show where I was mentioning that I had heard from some people on the Hill that there's no question that Nancy Pelosi, even with Democrats, is losing a lot of her edge, her advantage. So now I happen to see this today, the Washington Examiner, a Wall Street Journal, NBC News poll, all of them in it together, show that Nancy Pelosi's negative ratings are at 50%. Wow, 50%, that's got to be an all-time high. And that, you know what, is the same number, and they showed this, as BP's right after the spill in the Gulf of Mexico. That's not good. You have the same rating as the worst oil disaster in our nation's history. You know, only 22% of the poll showed that the respondents had a favorable impression of Pelosi, one of the, of course, big driving forces behind, excuse me, Obamacare. So by comparison, Newt Gingrich had a negative rating of 35% and a positive rating of 24%. Wow. What does that show? I think Nancy Pelosi's listening and planting a bug on me right now. Anyway, without further ado, let's head to the mail.
The mail! The mail is here! Ooh!
Here we go. Let's see. I'm going to start with... Let's start with Dennis McMahon. He writes in a letter, the wealthy Iraqi government must be compelled to contribute to the new trust fund to assist injured vets. Boy, I couldn't agree more with that. After everything and all the sacrifice, the blood that was spilled, the limbs, sadly, that were lost, so many people who came back and had to learn to walk all over again, I absolutely think that the Iraqi government needs to pony up, so let's hope that happens. Touche, very good point, Dennis. We keep talking about reparations and oil reparations. You know, kick into this trust fund, because there's just too many injured vets, and that would be the right thing to do. What are the chances of it happening, though? How about this from Linda? This was an eye-opening email, and I thank Linda for sending it to me. She says, I'm a mom who has watched three of my four adult kids suffer onset of schizophrenia. Each of them was 21 years old, and all three, when it happened, were honor students at universities. Their dad's an attorney. Suicidal ideation being a primary symptom that frequently accompanies onset of schizophrenia. Onset of such central nervous systems disorder where the brain is the primary organ is not unusual while young people are in college. Sometimes the onset is sudden in contrast to gradual. Each case is different. Boy, that's depressing. And Linda, we thank you for sending us that note and adding to the discussion. Of course, we're talking about the other night, the UT student who, thank God, didn't kill anybody and didn't even injure anybody, went with an AK-47 and a ski mask and shot rounds off, but ultimately ended up killing himself in the library. And so many people were questioning, well, this guy was quiet, but he was good. He was nice. He got straight A's. He was an honor student. And she's saying, well, you know, take a look a little closer. Here's what this probably could have been, and that's what's being discussed, actually. So it's terrible that happened on the campus, and now even in a broader discussion, the mental health issues, but also the concealed and carry has now become part of that. In Texas, certainly, they're discussing it, but in other states, they're talking about it, too, whether or not college students, if they go through the whole permitting process. And it depends on the state, too. Should they be able to do the concealed carry thing? And the other side of that is, well, what if you have a shooting gallery in the end? And there are plenty of people who think that. In fact, Mary Manny wrote me a note. Kate, I heard you talking about guns and the UT incident. Very scary to me. I understand in theory if somebody has a gun, and what if you were walking on that campus and you're walking with someone who literally can reach for his gun and put the person down and save the day, because how many people wouldn't be shot at as a result of it? The problem would be how many people would have guns and where would these bullets be flying from all different directions? Because you can only assume if there was concealed and carry, especially in a place like Texas, that you would have a lot of students who would get the guns. And they'd be carrying around the guns in their backpack or whatever. And it does have the potential for disaster. What do you think? Well, that's the other side of this. Certainly there would be the potential for disaster. My thought process is it's not just people getting guns at gun shops. Like this kid, by the way, did with the AK-47 or at a gun show. It's people that have permits that went through the written tests, that went through the whole process of putting the gun, you know, cleaning it, doing it, loading it, all that kind of stuff about the safety catch and also the target shooting and everything you have to do to qualify, which isn't just a walk in the park. And then there would be the background check. So that would give me peace of mind, I think, from that angle. And, you know, you just have to ask yourself, which is the better way to go? I mean, if it's you and then someone saves your life because of it, then it's like, whew, okay, eye opener. Thank God that the guy walking beside me on the sidewalk had a gun. You know, I talked to a woman one time, and this was a real game changer for me. There was a Luby's shooting. It was in Killeen, Texas. It was a long time ago. I say long time ago, I don't know, 15, 18 years ago, whatever it was. And I wasn't living even in Texas, and I had a conversation with her on the show, and her parents were killed. And she had a gun, but the gun was in the truck. So she said flat out, if she could have gotten the gun, if she had had the gun with her, she easily would have been able to shoot the idiot that went through the Lubies. I think he drove into it, and then he was shooting people. She could have taken him out, and she said she would have taken him out. And she regrets to this day that that wasn't what happened there. So that kind of changed a little bit my point of view. All right, this one's from Todd Laramie, listening to us, he says, in Vermont, WVMT. Tell me more about this Nail the Score. I've heard you mention it many, many times, and I'm not really clear on what you have to do. It's very simple. I hope I'm not complicating it when you're listening to me if you just tuned in for the first time. It's like simple instruction. It's not like the Japanese, French instructions and all the other languages you get instructions in and you have no idea how to read them. Like when you get something electronic or, ooh, if you get something from IKEA. I love IKEA. I love going through that store and they have some cool bargains and their stuff looks really good. But try assembling the stuff you get from IKEA. It's brutal. It's so frustrating. It takes so many hours. That's not worth it. You either have to be really good at that or just incredibly patient, which I'm neither one of those. So IKEA is not a good place for me to get stuff from. Anyway, let's make this game simple, and it is. This is how it works. I'll say it again. The computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. Once the game is chosen, you call in and you tell us who you think's going to win. Do you think, for example, let's say it was the Eagles and the Redskins. It's in Philadelphia. So do you think the Eagles win it or do you think the Redskins win it? And what's the final score? Like I would say, I don't know, Eagles 27-14 or something. And that would be the final score. And then I say who I think would win, the Eagles. It's that simple. But even though it's simple, it's like having lightning strike a couple of times and hit you. You know how they say lightning never strikes twice in the same place or whatever? Or what are the possibilities of it? Or what's the possibilities of getting struck by lightning? It's just so odd. You have a handful of potential scores. And, you know, sometimes you'll see, it's like if you just looked at a scoreboard, you'll see some of the similar scores coming up. Forget the analysis about the teams and defenses and front lines and all that. If you're just randomly picking out scores. But it's not that easy. You come close, but you have to specifically nail it. But it's a lot of fun to play and listen to what everybody says. Sometimes people throw in some funny peanut gallery little jabs or, you know, whatever. All right, here's another one, and this one is from Tom. Hello, America Tonight. I have to ask a question. I am so tired of what is happening in Washington. Aren't you tired of this nonsense, Kate? Aren't you sick of it? I'll give you props for one thing. You don't just beat the drum in the same direction time after time after time after time. You know, when I flip around the dial, I get it. There's some people that are really good at it. But it's the same old political grandstanding or pollution of the airwaves, I'll say. I hope that makes sense. I kind of think I know what you mean by that. The problem with we have with politicians, and it's always the same. If you go back in history and you look at political slogans and you read a little bit about some of the campaigns that none of us were around for, you'll hear the same thing. Voters are unhappy with this. There is a common thread. What do you want? You want more security for your family. You want more money in the sense that you can live easier and your family can live easier. So even if we went way back to the beginning of our history, it's always been about the comfort. What's in it for me? The money, the taxes, where's all that going? And the politician who does that the best is usually the one who wins. There's going to be some surprises, I think, on November 2nd. We're going to talk about that next and some other things on Odds and Ends.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at diabetichealthsolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at diabetichealthsolution.com. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
It's funny, huh, man? Only thinks about the... You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at me, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
There's going to be a whole lot of people who are looking for jobs working for NASA in the past. Man, this is sad stuff. You know, we talk about the biggest, the baddest, and the brightest. Well, what do you do when you've got no place to put them thanks to all these cutbacks that we're having? And you know that it's the end of the shuttle program. The retirement date of the shuttle is now was moved from February to June. So the NASA budget was approved by Congress, extending it, the shuttle until next June, which is good. Because in a crazy, twisted way, we wanted to broadcast America Tonight from one of the launches, and I could never arrange it this past couple of months because, you know, there's windows for shuttles, and then something happens, and it'll drag on and on and on and on. Well, that's not the purpose of telling you this story is the fact that you've got 1,200 NASA workers who are going to be laid off on Friday because the shuttle program ending means that more than 9,000 are going to lose their job. At least there is an extension here with the Reauthorization Act that followed the Senate's approval with that, so they can move forward at least and move forward on this strategy for the agency. And that's a, some of that I don't agree with, but the strategy moving forward is encouraging more commercial development of space transportation systems. In other words, the private guys. Lean on the backs of the private guys because we're not, we can't fund it anymore. We have so many problems and we are bleeding. What is the deficit? It's not even worth keeping track anymore. Trillion, trillion, just add all the trillions up. Just think of a number, a magic number that you cannot wrap your brain around, and that's what the deficit is. It's somewhere in that direction. But the additional shuttle mission would help at least for additional supplies on the International Space Station because they're going to stock that. And so the bill extends the space station's life anyway for five more years. So that's 2020 is when they would do that. Whew. Crazy. And it's got to be depressing for these people who are, most of them engineers. A lot of them are engineers. And, you know, they've worked on the shuttle program, a lot of them, since the beginning. That's how it is. It's like I was talking to one piece of bright news, I guess, for some who use the old-fashioned way of mailing things through the Postal Service. I was at the post office today, and I was talking to the person behind the counter, and she said it was one person. And there were a lot of people waiting in line, and people were kind of, you could tell they were shuffling their feet. And they weren't upset with her, but they were, couldn't believe there's one person. So I started talking to her, and she said, oh, yeah, this is probably good, because at least we know we get to keep our job for a while. And she said that they were slowly but surely picking off post offices and rearranging workers, because we know the position they're in, they're bleeding as well. And Dallas, where our satellite facility is a top five market. It's one of our, the fifth biggest city in the United States. And they're not going to have a main post office in downtown Dallas. I said, you're kidding me. Uh-uh. She says, that's not hard to believe. That'd be like saying there's no downtown post office in Chicago, New York City, Philadelphia. Think of your own hometowns. You probably have a major postal hub there. I'm sure you do. But where they're not going to have it in Dallas. They're pushing workers all over the place and then getting rid of some of them, too. So the analogy is nobody's safe, and that's what happened to the big boys at NASA who got there, thought they had, you know, this great gig in an engineering-focused way, or some of the scientists, and now they're going to be looking for jobs just like everybody else, and the first wave happens on Friday, October 1st. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
I'm good. How about you?
What do I always say?
Simply fantastic.
Of course.
That's a good thing. You never. It's rare that you. I can't even remember a time we come on the show and you're just like, oh, I'm brutal. I'm just surviving.
I had rotten football game. Julie and I had a fight. I almost wanted to kill a parent.
Yeah, it's rare.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Maybe the people in the Postal Service in the United States aren't Dallas Cowboy fans, so they're punishing you.
That's right. Get out of here. We don't want you. You don't like the Cowboys. Leave.
Yeah, or let's throw in our favorite sport. Maybe they're not Dallas Cowboys fans either.
Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting, Sam, is that she told me that the post office in Dallas, the big one, used to be 24 hours. I didn't even know that. 24 hours you could go into the post office, and now they're not even going to have. Yeah, that is a wow. Because think, you know, people panic. They have to mail things. They have weird hours.
Yeah.
I say this all the time for the people listening to America Tonight. It's not strange for a lot of people because there's so many people who work third shifts or get up in the middle of the night. So that's not unusual.
Okay, I was, you know, you talked about shooting last night. There was one other shooting in Montreal I forgot to mention. The Dawson College shooting.
Oh, I remember us talking about that. That's the one I was saying. Wasn't that just a couple of years ago or no?
2006.
Yeah.
That's where my nephew Steve's cousin saw one of his friends get shot. And the high school where whatever the guy's name was, the high school he graduated from.
Right.
Took his picture out of the, you know, they always have big picture, picture collage of the graduates. You know what I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so they cut his picture out.
No.
They didn't want to be associated. Actually, what I was going to talk about last night until you brought up the shooting, Have you been talking much about the gubernatorial race in New York? Because I've been,
oh yeah, it's gotten really crazy. Yeah, you're talking about Palandino and Cuomo.
Yeah, I mean Palandino, it was up to him. He wouldn't fund abortion. I'm thinking, Palladino, you just lost the election.
Yeah, especially in New York.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
And well, I was talking to friends of mine in New York, and they're all going to vote for Cuomo because he's a very pro-Israel, you know, gets along well with the Jewish community. And I'm thinking, okay, if he does get elected, okay, obviously he is a smart, intelligent man. I've heard him speak and all that. Would it be him be the puppet, and his father and all his cronies being the puppeteer? They all emphatically said no, because they think he's smart enough and intelligent enough that when he gets, they're so confident that when he gets elected, it's going to be his programs, not his father's that didn't get in, his programs. And this guy Palladino is acting like, from what articles I've seen, I mean, he's really getting low and dirty.
He is getting low. We have a segment that we're doing in an upcoming hour called Under the Bus, and
right.
he has no problem saying whatever it is, and he is going for the low blow, the bang
right.
on the knee, but he has to, because
yeah.
here's what happens now. Half, you know, 95% of campaigning is negative, and you'll see people that'll say, I will not stoop to that level, and sure enough, they might not do it, but the people
right.
around them are, and that's what the ads are about.
Okay, now to bring up a certain New England state with a certain wrestling person running it, do you think, I don't know if you've seen any polls.
She's tied. Linda McMahon is tied with Blumenthal now.
Holy
yeah.
cow.
She spent a lot of money, and I heard she's like, I think I said this, she's burning the soles off of her shoes, just
right.
knocking on doors, talking to people, and the word is out, I guess, enough that people don't want the same old thing in Connecticut. We've got a lot of listeners in Connecticut,
right.
and that right now they're tied.
Right. I mean, people ask me, why do you care about a gubernatorial race in New York State? I said, because they make, because all of a sudden, I'm not caring about all 50 states. Like, let's say there was a gubernatorial race in Montana, with all due respect to the great people of the state of Montana. I mean, like, all of a sudden, let's say New York State or Washington or Minnesota, they might all say, oh, we don't want to trade with Canada anymore. They might just close up shop. That's right. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
So that's why I only follow states that border with Canada. So,
and that makes sense, because that's like your bread and butter.
Right, right. And you know, of course, we go to Plattsburgh. Of course, we go to Plattsburgh every other day. And just bring up one other thing, then I will go. Certain parents.
Uh-huh.
He is now banned, besides from his kids' football games, even away games. So every provincial association, or every regional association of province of Quebec. Now I know what's about. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. I'll call you Sunday.
All right. Same back at you. We're going to leave you with this thought. It was Khrushchev who said, politicians are the same all over. They promise to build a bridge even when they know there's no river.